Now, pet, just listen to my voice and relax. Listen and obey. You know, I really do have a lot of fun recording this kind of little missive into your subconscious. And sometimes I just want to let go and take care of whoever I'm hypnotizing. So as you relax, I want you to realize that I'm going to take care of you. Have a lot of fun with your body and mind. Relax and listen. And we'll both have a lot of fun and pleasure. Good. Now, just relax. And envision what I describe. Close your eyes, both inside and out, mind and body. Every part of you open to my voice and closed out of everything else. Envision me standing above you as you serve. Lay down. Imagine me holding one hand out over you and then strapping you one side and then another in place. Straddling your body, my hand above you, my head looking down, then one hand on either side of you, gently taking your wrists, lacing them together, lashing them over your head, and holding them there, leaning down, running my tongue, my lips gently up your neck to just behind your ear. Feel the warmth of my body. Dispel any worry whatsoever. Just the warmth and importance of me leaning against you. Don't worry about any particular part of my body. The presence. My chest against yours. My head over one of your shoulders. Wrapping around you. The warmth of me just straddling you. Leaning there. Leaning and gently in your ear, hot and mine. And with that simple, dreamy word, your mind opens up. Accept that you are mine and I'm going to take you and your mind will go where I guide it. Pet. Feel. As I gently move your arms to one side, just bind them there. You can't see how, but it must be strong because they're held in place. And moving them just makes your mind, with the sudden endless wave of pleasure, be engulfed. So much pleasure that you forget that you're trying to move your arms. They lie still, and you feel me slowly reaching, sliding your clothing out of the way, stripping you down, removing your clothes. Anything that's in the way of accessing your most sensitive and precious of places. My hands drifting down. Your arms are held in place. I kissing the inside of your thigh now. Over your legs, my hands creeping upward, sliding under you, grasping, massaging you as my mouth moves closer and closer, lapping over you. One long, slow lick that explores you from base to top. Exploring, finding. You bound and helpless, realizing that if you try to move your legs, you feel that same familiar pleasure that reminds you you need to stay where you are. Lick again and again. Licking and lapping. Binding and controlling. After all, you want me to help you feel good, don't you, honey? Lie there. Relax. Good. Let your mind become as horny and obedient as your body is. Your body is already obeying. And it must be that your mind wants to obey. And if you want to follow me better, to accept every little command, all you need to do is give in. And relax, feel, as my tongue closer and closer, licking every inch of your inner thighs, and then onto your genitals, moving from bottom to top, teasing, then the backs of your legs, leaving you without stimulation, tormenting, yes. Think about that. Controlling. tormenting and controlling control. Think about that for a moment. You want to and love to and enjoy being controlled and guided. And if that's true, you must know to be most enjoyable if you let go completely. Give in. Let your body be guided by my implications, suggestions, requests, commands. I want you to give in. Allow your mind to relax. And every time, lick. Every time you hear the word lick, you may feel that long, slow, lapping, wet, hot, muscular movement right over your groin. I want you to give yourself up completely, as I said. Give yourself to me. Let yourself be mine. To control and play with. To make you feel good. To make me feel good. And if you want to make me feel good, all you need to do is give in. Give in, relax, and do what we need to do. Help you count down from 10 to 1. And on each number, the sensation in your groin of me licking is going to grow. Grow to a pleasurable crescendo, like nothing else you've ever experienced, and sending every bit of resistance and disobedience leaving your body as you come. And you will come, hard and needing, every inch of you alive with pleasure. And when I bring you into that orgasm, your mind will be washed, cleaned up, cleaned of all resistance, and ready for me to listen and speak and play with. Lick. Lick. Good. Ready? 10. Feel my tongue. Lick. Deep. Controlling. My mouth influencing you as you lay there. Held in place. All the worries and cares in your mind focusing. All of your energy. All of your resistance flowing down, down through your chest. With each breath, your resistance to my voice, such as it is, with each breath, your resistance and desire to do anything else except serve and follow for the duration is moving closer and closer to your groin, flowing, focusing there. Lick. 9. Envision all memories and thoughts, anything that interferes with your absolute following, relaxing, pleasurable indulgence in this moment. Lick. No matter what you think, lick. The more I lick and suck, the more it moves down. Down. 8. Down closer to your crotch, binding a rope there. All your thoughts of being or doing anything other than obeying completely are moving to there. Your mind being folded into that easy, lazy, controlled feeling of simple bliss as gentle, relaxing haze takes over your mind. Feeling the space that is being left by all those thoughts, except the thought of my voice, all those thoughts traveling away, and through the haze and the mist comes 7. Lick. My voice swerves like a single line of light, drowning your obedience in pleasure. The only thing you need to see or focus on is that hazy domain of your own head, where my voice remains and all useless thoughts, all thoughts that are other than thoughts of my voice, fade and move to your crotch, moving toward the place I'm licking and entraining, making you feel incredibly good, making your toes curl and your skin tingle. Lick, suck, pleasure. 6. Lower and lower. Deeper and drowsier. Lower down. Making you feel incredible. All feelings except those involved in enjoying and loving what I'm going to do with you float to your crotch and prepare to leave your body. Leave it open and empty and ready for me. 5. Lower and lower. The lower you go, the better you feel. The feeling is better and better. The more you can drain all your worries and cares into a single place that can be sucked from your body pleasurably. And then I'll finally let you reach the blissful orgasm you are building to. Slowly, Lick. The lower I go, the better you feel. Licking, sucking, rubbing, stroking every inch of your lower body. Warmly, gently. You can feel my breast pressed against you. Lower still. Even as I move my mouth all over you, licking, kissing, rubbing. Is it good, pet? 4. Lower and lower. The numbers fail to matter because you know, lick, that it's inevitable. The lower you go, the better you feel. And the lower you go, the more you follow. And the lower I go, which I mean deeper and deeper, more and more. Enjoyable licking and sucking. 3. Lower and lower. Lick. The lower I go, the better you feel. So I'm done, maybe. Find a strap-on or rub against your genitals. Make you feel better with my pussy instead of just my mouth. But for that reward, that promise, you need to go deeper. And deeper. Lick lower and lower. 2. If you want the reward of following me, that power and potential being built in your groin, flowing out in a massive orgasm, you only need to do one thing. When I say the next number, all your worries and cares, anything except obedience and pleasure, flows out of your body, out of you and leaves you empty of everything except my voice, becoming a puppet of my voice so I can fill you up with the right urges. Impulses, the right feeling of pleasure, and for that pleasure you simply follow and obey. Sleep. 1. Orgasm. Feel it. I feel it. See my face contort in pleasure even as yours does, my mouth gasping and laughing desperately. Orgasming together, pet, let it overtake you, flattening you with pleasure and need, an urgent sensation, the craving to come. Your body braces, your arms push you up completely, breathing, I'm coming, you're coming, with me, 1. That number releasing everything, because there's only one thought. You need to think, obey, follow, enjoy the obedience and the following. Come hard, both of us, feeling me licking and sucking. Harder, your entire body, pleasure as you fall, relaxed, sweating. Your mind repeating again and again, serve and obey, Elena. I like it. Good pet. I'm a little shivery too, though. And now that we've emptied you of everything except that pleasure, we can fill you with thoughts of me and my words, with thoughts of how to be a good pet. And I know you'll probably enjoy that. Now that everything is out of the way, all we can just make you feel pleasure. All we need to do. Perfect. I'm going to describe what I'd like to get from my enjoyable and wonderful pet. And as I do so, you can feel me clambering up you, sitting around your body, weaving my legs under yours, then placing my hot pussy right against you, rubbing it gently and teasingly on your groin, feeling you respond, leaving your legs and arms bound unless I move them. Rubbing, making me feel good. My juices spreading gently over your lower body, spreading between your legs, seeing my face flash, twinkling, a light in eyes that meet yours. Now, honey, feel my hands crawl over your body, up your chest, up to stroke across your jaw, your cheek. Good, good, empty pet. You need to be filled up with my voice now. Now, pet, just listen and follow. That's all that's to it. Let your empty, horny mind feel pleasure as you hear my voice. In fact, from this moment, let the subconscious part of your mind associate that sexy, massive wave of pleasure you just felt with my voice. And anytime you hear my voice, you can know it's time to lay down and get trancing. You'll know it's time to get somewhere safe, and listen to one of my files. Whatever tickles your fantasy. As long as it's my voice, you may find it infinitely pleasurable to feel my voice in your head and help you go down, working with you to build what you wanted before you began listening, as if every care and worry will gently fall away with the warm cloud of pleasure, the whiteboard of your mind empty of everything for the moment except my name written, black marker, nothing filling your mind except obedience, submission, and enjoyment, especially enjoyment. You know that I'm very proud of you feeling good, that's what I want, it's my first priority. You feeling good about yourself, good about what we're doing, and good between your legs. I make no bounds about it, except the bounds that are necessary for pleasure's sake, and I want you to remember that constantly. Whenever you think of me, the thoughts that pass in your mind, just think, I want you to feel good and enjoy hypnosis. And with that thought in your mind, you should be more comfortable letting go and enjoying everything that follows, whether with me or someone else you trust and want to work with. So, when you listen to anything with my voice, you're going to find it is uniquely effective and useful, because we've taken you down deeply, laid out the terms, and associated this intense pleasure of me licking you across your genitals, melting you, and the hot, trusting closeness with my body. We've likened that to the idea of going under for my voice. So whenever you're doing so, you're going to find my files go to this deep part of your mind that I'm speaking to right now, where perhaps everything has been left by the wayside, even your memories of this place, and you'll find my voice is going to penetrate, helping you to feel good, to feel satisfied and warm, protected and at peace. And that means we can do little things that take you down, pleasure you, obsess you with a specific part of me, or a specific part of yourself, for example. When you'll awaken, you're going to find, honey, that your mind is completely, utterly capable of easily following the pull of my voice, as long as it is pleasurable to you to obey. Hearing my voice will make everything that I say go to the very depths of your subconscious, whether you're tranced in advance or not. My voice is now the lock and key to this warm state of pleasure that you're currently in. And now, with me explaining the best way to serve me in particular, you'll have skills, and with me, you can work to make me pleased with your behavior. Just some little rules that are going to go deep and themselves deepen into your mind, making you a better pet. First, I love it when people are serious about their hypnotic trances, when they're willing to listen to my files and get really experienced in trance, because this makes it easier for me to help them go under, but it also makes it a lot more fun. Rule 1. I encourage you in every way to seek my induction files and everything else that helps you practice particular types of trance, whether behavior, trigger, or fantasy. I encourage you to listen to everything you really want to listen to. If you're capable of picking up pay files, go ahead, but you may feel a great deal of pleasure from free ones too. So focus on those. Find what you like. I encourage that. Relax. Enjoy. Lick. 2. Always remember that this is about the fun. It's an enjoyable, simple thing you can get into when you need some time to just relax. This is not about calling someone mistress or goddess or just for the control. People need to feel better and more relaxed at the end of a hypnotic session. Horny, feeling like there's something to get up having learned something anyway. And that's a very enjoyable thing. So, tingle, lick. Anyway, that's rule 2. Enjoy yourself in all things. Don't call me mistress or anything else unless you really feel like it. I'm not going to mind if you're informal, and I'm certainly not going to mind if you tell me how to make files that please you better. And that's rule 2. Rule 3. It's simple. Rule 3 is simple. All it is just this. Because you're going to be trancing, I would love to have you have a very good understanding of the relationship. Obey, Elena. It really is that simple. Now, the reasoning behind it and the caveats, I'll explain shortly. Right now, I think it's time to give you some more pleasure, to drive those relaxing one licks home. Feel my tongue running over your groin again as I down, moving myself down on your legs until I'm rubbing with my mouth over your groin. No longer rubbing with your pussy, now lapping gently. Rule one. Practice trancing. Learn to go under. Become good at it. Let the files penetrate the deepest part of your subconscious. Just like these rules are. You may find you obey this rule without thinking. 2. Lick. Enjoy yourself. Always enjoy what I do, and what you do yourself when you come to hypnosis. If you don't enjoy something, you may find that particular file that will bother you, or that you wouldn't enjoy when you were awake, just doesn't do anything. Rule 2 from me is embedded in your subconscious, and is a good safety precaution to have. You must enjoy yourself. And if you don't enjoy yourself, the hypnosis just isn't right. Must enjoy yourself both out of trance and in trance. Because just enjoying yourself in trance isn't as much fun. And rule 3 is simple. Obey me. Lick. As long as you want to follow, you'll follow. Feel my tongue running over you again. The obedience command is just a nice shortcut. It helps you to set aside concerns and worries. I'm here to help. And I'm here knowing just what I'm going to present, and with you having enough knowledge to follow. Rubbing, making you quiver and your body be hotter, hornier, closer and closer. And then suddenly, I let go. I back off. I'm not ready yet, because the next orgasm we give you is going to lock you into this state of pleasure and obedience, and lock in these rules. These small, useful commands, and your subconscious will associate that pleasure, which every inch of you wants so badly, with obeying and enjoying trance, practicing trance, which I want so badly. And the result of that is, you will associate pleasure with obeying my simple rules. Obey me, enjoy trance, avoid trances you don't enjoy, and practice regularly to get really good at it. Feel my hands warmingly stroking across your crotch, getting you ready for me to command, and licking, lick again. Feel me rubbing and stroking warm body against you, and as you listen, relax and take those rules into your mind. Must obey Elena. Let your subconscious repeat those words, even as you listen, even as you give in, even as you obey. Must obey. Must enjoy hypnosis. Must practice, practice, practice. Of course, if you do enjoy this file, or another like it, you may find yourself training with other similar ones, more and more things you enjoy. But there is no limit. The more encouraging the results are, the more you're going to learn about. This results in me licking you, driving you to the edge of pleasure. As my voice follows your mind, listen closely. Experience all I describe. Because when you listen, you may not even remember the specific rules. You may have left them by the wayside. In fact, even if none of my words are retained by your conscious mind, you'll remember the experience of being slowly licked to orgasm. And the rules and description will be deeply embedded in your subconscious, driving you to obey. To enjoy, and the more you listen, the more practice you get. You may find yourself drawn back if you've enjoyed this, ready to revel in the experience again, to indulge in another orgasm like the one I'm about to push into you. Feel me rubbing one hand, 5 fingers, stroking, teasingly down your right leg, down and back up and into your inner thigh. Open the warm hand, grasping, rubbing, stroking, right on the most sensitive spots of your body. Feel me leaning in, the other hand reaching under you, spanking your rear one time, then grabbing hold, pulling you toward my mouth, breathing hotly on you, licking one long, slow lick, base to top, licking all the way along your groin, licking and giving you a thrill of warm sensation even as I reach for your groin, holding it, licking the most sensitive parts, moving my hand while I lick. Feeling you, you feel it. You may not even be aware of my words at this point, or soon you may start to simply experience what I describe, your subconscious noting the words but imposing the pleasure on the conscious mind. Listen, obey, feel the lick, the pleasure, the sudden quickening of the heart rate, the sudden sweating of your body. Even if your trance, mind, and blankness are overtaking you, repeating my name as before, Elena, Elena, obey, Elena. Again and again, lower and deeper, more relaxed. Every inch of you completely sensitive and completely at peace. A peace that will be overshadowed only by the orgasm after. An orgasm that is fast approaching, powerful and building. Feel it, yes. And the more you listen, the more you enjoy, lower, deeper, slower, happier, more and more relaxed, more and more completely pleased. The longer you listen, the better you feel, and the more often you listen, the better you'll get at feeling these various things, feeling the pleasure, good, as I place two quick hands over your genitals, and run my hand under you, then squeezing your rear, rubbing, three, quick, and now I begin to count upward from there, licking and sucking, and when I reach the number 10, pet, you are going to awaken, and you may not remember much of this, it may seem like a dream, present but difficult to recall, but you will remember that you're about to be in the throes of a massive, irresistible orgasm. Four, up and up with my numbers, your arousal, by the time you reach the final one, you're going to be coming, every inch of you on fire with blissful climax, straining, suddenly able to move your arms and legs, twitching, coming, and loving it. The longer you listen, the better you feel, and you may find yourself drawn back if you enjoy this, or to my other work to see what else you could enjoy. And enjoying isn't the only thing, but it isn't just important, it's the rule. Obeying is the other thing. Five, counting up, and like practicing, remember to practice. Practice, obey, and enjoy. Listen to what you enjoy, and enjoy this if you do. Six, your arousal peaking, your body straining. Even taking more is hard, but you can't come yet, higher and higher. Seven, little higher, every inch alive with pleasure. And the higher we go, the better you feel. Eight, my tongue tenting around you, rubbing, forming up and down, licking, lapping, stroking, flicking. Nine, so close, very close, that massive orgasm. You feel it in this file, will embed itself in your mind, especially all these ideas about pleasure and desire and obedience. Good, ready. 10. Come, pet, now. Harder and harder coming. Wide awake and enjoy it, pet. My last word for a little while. I'm keeping on you now. Keep this memory in your head. I leave you to enjoy your pleasure, pet. Remember the rules and come back and visit sometime. Good.